Ag Committee Chairman Blanche Lincoln's Healthy, Hunger-Free Kids Act provides $4.5 billion in new child nutrition funding over 10 years, a significant increase over previous efforts, but less than the $10 billion hike sought by the Obama administration. Lincoln told reporters it was the best the Ag panel could do in the current budget environment.
We make great strides to improve children's diets and target our policies to better address the epidemic of childhood obesity. This bill is an incredible step in the right direction in terms of teaching our children the healthy habits they need to live longer, more productive lives.
Lincoln said the extra funding would allow schools to offer free meals to all students in high poverty areas, to automatically approve free meals for children whose families receive SNAP benefits, and to expand after-school and summer meal programs. Under the plan, USDA would be given the authority to set nutrition standards for all food sold in school cafeterias and vending machines, and for the first time in nearly 30 years, schools would get an additional 6 cents per meal reimbursement.
This historic investment will provide roughly $3 billion over the next 10 years for schools in exchange for meeting USDA's forthcoming standards for healthier school meals.
She noted that the legislation is fully paid for, largely by redirecting $2.2 billion from the popular Environmental Quality Incentives Program.
It only limits the growth in the EQIP and does not reduce the amount of money currently going to producers.
Lincoln said she hopes to mark up the child nutrition bill next week. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.